There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question, kiss my...
All right, that's how we get started on this Monday, Back to Work Monday edition of Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean. Glad to have you here. Next couple hours, easy to get in touch with the show as well. A telephone call or a text to the same number, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. In addition, you can use the FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us a talkback message. So you can check that out on the front page of the app. We'll talk about that. Maybe in the, if you haven't checked, maybe that's a good stocking stuffer. Put the FM Talk 106.5 app on somebody's phone for them. See? Right there. And it's free, so it fits in the budget. Speaking of Christmas, which I just was, Locals Only Christmas. So this is when I launch it right after Thanksgiving each year. And just to explain, and we'll keep splaining here on the show, but Locals Only Christmas is a list I put together each year. There's some reoccurring favorites. There's new people every year. These are not just local businesses, which we love. Obviously, we're a local business, locally owned, which is kind of rare in the media world. But these are local items. It could be a thing. It could be a service. But these are locals. It could be... It could be, we've said it before, it's hard to even define it because somebody will say, well, what about this? If it's made locally or the service is delivered locally, that's what I'm talking about. I love it when it doubles up. Like if there's a locally made item that's being sold at a local retailer, right? That's like a double up. But it is, some of the people who have made the list over the years don't even have a storefront. They're just making things, selling out of their homes or those kind of things. Those people I'm looking for as well. It could be food, drink, art, events. Like I said, I always kind of stumble here because I don't want to say something that makes you think that might not be the person for it. So you know those folks. You are those folks. Send me an email. We'll get you on the list for this year. So it's Sean, spelled the fast way, S-E-A-N. Sean at fmtalk1065.com. I've said this before. Love your text, and we'll get texts all show long. But don't send messages like that in the text line because we get hundreds, if not thousands, of texts in a row, and they get lost from show to show to show because we all kind of work off the same text line. So send those emails with that kind of information to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Oh, speaking of emails, too, thank you, CB Carl, sent me some emails. Sent me emails and pictures from the Coondog cemetery you went to. That is good stuff. Thank you. Those were, and some of those headstones for those dogs. Wow. Amazing. Really cool stuff. Thank you for those pictures, CB Carl. I appreciate that. Thanks for sending those in. Also, just an update here, you know, College Pick'em, getting down the last 2 weeks here of it. It wasn't my best weekend, but I'm still, you know, it's striking 32nd place. I was at, what, 25th place, 26th, something like that last week. Dropped to 32, but I'm still there. I'm not really competitive. The top 10, y'all are so far ahead of the rest of us. But for the folks that aren't in the top 10, I'm kind of being competitive there. So feeling okay still, even with all the news about Lane Kiffin. So that's on the way. Let's see. Erica Thomas is going to join us. We're at the Battleship on Wednesday, so she's going to join us today. Also, my buddy John Sharp is going to join us. And we'll start off with a couple things. Number one, press conference, getting ready to start about, you know, one troop dead, one hanging on to life here after an assassin shot them there in Washington, D.C. And I heard something that Bradley Jay said. He was on with Jeff, and he was talking about, you know, kind of, I felt a blanket term. And I saw this text that came in at the end of Jeff's show, which from a named texter who was talking about the Afghans chasing the plane was faked. And first of all, thank you for your service. Obviously, you served in Afghanistan. I'll say this on the, like, the refugees from Afghanistan, like this one, the suspect in this, I think we got the guy who did it, obviously, throwing all of them in one basket, I don't think it's fair. And I say this because I did not serve. Lucky and proud to have friends that did. And they told me the people that they got out and the people that they had to get out of Afghanistan, right? These are people that they, on their own, not even through the government. At that point, they were, maybe some of these people had retired. I don't want to get too many details. These were members of the military that had specific people they wanted to get out of Afghanistan. And a term they would use for these people would be interpreter. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, interpreter. Because I've said translator before. And guys I know that serve there, maybe there's some of y'all that can chime in here, said, no. A translator just takes one language and makes it your language. An interpreter is somebody who guides you through a place, who interprets surroundings, right? Interprets a place, you walk in, and something we as Americans wouldn't see as strange, the Afghan there would go, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this, or that guy's not to be trusted, or something to that effect. And how important those Afghans that worked with our members of the military in Afghanistan were. And not all of them got out. And like I said, the people had to take, let me dance around this. People had to take their own methods to get some of those people out. Very good people that kept Americans alive in Afghanistan, Afghans, that we got out. So to say that, now I agree. I mean, was there a, you know, bring all these people in? How did you vet them all? But to say all of them shouldn't have been here. I don't want to recreate, and I would try not to recreate with the disaster of the our departure from Afghanistan, the same thing that we saw in Vietnam, where the people that had worked alongside the Americans, a lot of them were left. Now, some got out, but a lot were left. So the idea that you shouldn't have been taking any refugees from Afghanistan, I think it's foolish. I don't think that is absolutely putting everybody in one basket. I don't think... I just not even think. I know that is inaccurate. Okay. So there you go. We'll get some text on that, I'm sure. So we'll get to those. Also, maybe later on in the show, I do want to talk about the discussion here with Hegseth. And did he say to, you know, the big, did he tell them to kill the other ones that were floating there? The story, The Hill has, a bunch of places have it. Hegseth is joking about the boat strikes as Congress is ramping up their scrutiny. This from thehill.com. It talks about the tweet, because everything's done on Twitter or X now, where Hegseth was making fun of the questions here. But the question was, did he give the order back in September to kill everybody on board and the alleged drug boat? I think it was said two survivors left clinging to the wreckage of following initial strike on the boat, prompting the commander in charge to order a second strike in order to comply with Hegseth's earlier order to kill everybody. Hegseth has pushed back on the report that was on Friday, calling it fake news without directly refuting kill everybody order. He insisted I thought that sentence was interesting. Now, you can go different places, get different spins. And by the way, you can also report if you see any news you think is not on the up and up. I got an email from the White House, not just me, like most people in media. First story out there where, I'll tell you what, I'll read the memo in a second, but it says Hegseth pushed back on the report later on Friday, calling it fake news without directly refuting the kill everybody order. He insisted the U.S. military strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats, which have taken place in both the Caribbean and Pacific, are lawful. And then you had the part where Trump has been asked about this and the president has responded that he would have never ordered a second strike. He said the first strike was very lethal. It was fine, even if there are two survivors. Trump went on to say, I don't know, saying there's no second strike. So Hegseth, you know, what really happened here. But of course, the bigger question here is, should we be doing it this way? Conversation earlier, like people saying, oh, will you be sympathetic? I mean, Lord knows, I am not sympathetic to some damn drug dealers. And I mean, want to shut that down just like any of y'all. But I'm more interested in us than I am them. And you're saying, well, if you're interested in us, you'd be wanting to shut them all down so they can get drugs in the United States. I can see that argument. That's a fair argument. But beyond that, It's what we're doing. Does this, if we do these extrajudicial killings, what does this reflect on us as American people, all of us? Also, short term, is it effective? Sure it is. If you blow up a boat full of drugs, it's effective. But that same cartel, the cartel bosses aren't on the boat, right? They're going to find another way to get it in. So is it an acute deterrence? I would say yes. Is it chronic deterrence? I don't know, because as long as people in the United States want drugs, and it seems to not have changed, they're going to find another way to get it in. And you could say, okay, well, Sean, you want them to do these interdictions and all this stuff? Well, that's dangerous to do on the high seas. You put members of law enforcement in those cases in risk, and I get that. But it's more about us than them. It's more about the country that those law enforcement, those drug enforcement agency folks are working for, the United States that the military is fighting for, and about who we are. Said, I am not sympathetic to the dirtbags, but I am very pro the United States. Right, I mentioned just a second ago, too, we got this email this morning, not just me. It comes out of the whitehouse.gov media room. And it said, White House has just dropped a flamethrower on the fake news media. This is the email I got from the office of the president. White House just dropped a flamethrower on the fake news media. A new public database that catalogs the avalanche of lies, deliberate distortions, and manufactured hoaxes churned out by activist journalists and their failing outlets. Now live at whitehouse.gov/media bias. The site lays bare the offending journalists and other outlets alongside the actual facts they attempted to bury, twist, or invent. Fully sortable and routinely updated, it ensures no hoax, no anonymously sourced fan fiction, and no partisan smear gets memory-holed again. Now, this is something I don't know why they didn't release this before Thanksgiving, if you'd be at the table, and somebody'd say, well, you know, Trump, or they did X, Y, or Z. You could have quickly hit the link and gone and seen if the story was refuted or not. Now, here's the other part of it. It says, coupled with the White House rapid response account on X, the Trump administration is now pushing back in real time to ensure American people get their unfiltered truth. No ideological filter, no corporate spin, only the facts they can decide for themselves. And with the links now, you, the American people, can report media outlets. This is me just paraphrasing what they said, but at this point, the rest was, quote, says, you can now go on, here it is, and report, go to the portal to expose fake news and report fake news out there. It's wh.gov/media bias. So there you go. Report, rat out the fake news, courtesy of a link from the White House. With that, I think I've shaken the hornet's nest enough. I'll take a long, cold sip of Diet Dr. Pepper, and we'll be right back. More Midday Mobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah. Right, 12:23, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Monday style. And by the way, more than a couple things going on. First of all, and getting emails here, so thank you for Locals Only Christmas. Get those locally made products or those local services into my email, sean@fmtalk1065.com, and we can put them on the list. The cool thing is, we'll talk about it on the show, and then they go on a list on the website. So you're looking for cool Christmas items. This is where it came from. I was trying to find cool local Christmas items 10, 15 years ago, and I said, let's get us all together and come up with a list. So we do it each year, and then that information's out there, and you can go shop at those places and get kind of one-of-a-kind, locally made, locally sourced gifts out there. So send your emails with, it might be you that makes them, or you know the person that makes them, give me the contact info, the name, all that good stuff, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Also, tomorrow, we are back Cheers for Charities. This is with Fairhope Brewing Company, and we've done this over the years over at the main office of Fairhope Brewing Company in Fairhope. But they've got the new Fairhope Brewing in Mobile on St. Louis, and we're going to be there tomorrow. That is Dan and Dalton and myself, 5 to 7. We are doing we're doing a fairly decent job, I think, of serving the beers out there. But all the tips, 100% of the tips when you come out to this event, go to Warrior Legacy Ranch, my buddy Patrick Jump and his crew there. So 100% of the tips that you bring tomorrow night as we do an okay job of serving your beer, you'll be helping Warrior Legacy Ranch. We'll tell you more about that. But that is 5 to 7 tomorrow at the Fairhope Brewing in Mobile on St. Louis. So please come see us for that. Plus, we're at the Battleship Wednesday. All kind of cool stuff going on. All right. Chris in Orange Beach says, all I want to say is I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Roll Tide Roll. And I don't mean to rub it in, but I was eating Taco Casa in Foley on Saturday night watching the game. Just doesn't get better. Do love the Taco Casa. And Roll Tide, and happy belated Thanksgiving to you as well. Let's see. Pat said, I dropped hard, man. Tied for third now. I think Pat was number one in college pick'em. Well, we all had not a perfect weekend, right? Let's see. Keith says, the other morning I was trying to catch the morning show but couldn't find my phone. I looked at the Google Hub and said, hey, Google Play. I probably shouldn't say FM Talk 106.5, and it did. I was trying to help y'all not have your machines take over here. Also works on Alexa in the bedroom. Yeah, it's one of the things we use at the house. We'll use it on Alexa, and then the rest of the time I use it through the app on my phone. Let's see. David says, didn't these same conservatives go bat blank or ape blank crazy when the Biden administration wanted to create a Department of Misinformation? Why are they okay with it now? I don't know. I don't know, David. That's what I'm talking about. There's two parts to it, right? I get the initial email, and listen, we know there's so much bias against Trump in the media, so much bias, and so much some other stuff about Trump. At the same time, having it come out and saying, hey, we're going to have a place where you can report the media to the government, and then we can catalog the stuff there. Gives me the ickies, man. Michael says, I guess that Jeff is a perfect Auburn fan. Even if he was going to pick another team, he ruled out all the winning schools in the SEC. Yeah, Michael, and it was no shock that he wouldn't have. Because Jeff was saying at the end of his show, if y'all didn't catch, that if he couldn't cheer for Auburn, he made a list of the other SEC teams he would. Of course, Bama was not on that list. Tim says, I think it's dreadfully wrong to double tap those drug boats. I think they ought to triple tap. Retired says, I personally don't want any of them coming into our country, and I don't think the government needs to let us know everything about that. You're talking about retired, you're talking about the refugees from Afghanistan? Or are you talking about the drug stuff? I think we can all agree. On the refugees from Afghanistan, y'all, I have a perspective, I guess a second-hand perspective through people I have a lot of respect for and friends of mine that went through hell and high water to get interpreters out of Afghanistan and people they worked with there, knowing what would happen to them and knowing how important they were to keeping them, the Americans or friends alive when they were in country. B-Dark says, the American people want clean, cheap drugs. We can manufacture them here and be rich. I said that way back, B-Dark, we're on the same thing. I said it about gangs. We need to fight international gangs. We have Americans that can be in a gang. We don't need international gangs. But you're saying we just make the drugs here and sell them, and maybe we use that to pay off the deficit. B-Dark, you're onto something. Let's see. Butterknife said, Sean, we can say this is a fake news all we want, but when you have Admiral Alvin Halsey stepping down as head of U.S. Southern Command, something is up. He has not stated the reason for stepping down, but you can read between the lines. I think the commercial for the Democrats takes away the legitimate issue with what could be going on. I think the commercial for the Democrats takes... Oh, you're talking about the video? Yeah, I think it was... And I don't know. Are we jumping to conclusions on Halsey? I don't know. And is Hegseth going to be causing a little too much trouble for Trump? I don't know. Once again, I am not on the side. Do I need to say this? I guess I do with some of the emails I get. I'm not on the side of the drug dealers. Definitely. But I am pro-American on all levels.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And a good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary. He's at the headquarters of LCM Motor Cars. Check in and get the week started. First of all, Thanksgiving was good for y'all.
Thanksgiving was good, Sean. Hopefully everybody else had a good, safe weekend. I mean, we got caught in some traffic yesterday coming back from Auburn, but other than that, it was nice. Starting December off right, we got one delivery going down right now on a GMC Sierra truck, and we've got plenty of inventory. We got some stuff that came in over the weekend, so there were some truck drivers that were still working. So we got about 12 new pieces out here, trucks, cars, real nice Escalade. I think I told you about the other day. It's a good time to come see us.
Yeah, it's also to come check out the vehicles on the lot. But hey, Santa's out there. Listen up. If you're, you see something on the lot, great. If you're looking for something special, I know my man can help you out here. Hey, get that vehicle they're looking for and get it ready for Christmas coming up.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest, I'm not going to say mistake. I don't know what word to use, but I think people ride by or look at our website and see what we've got in inventory. And if we don't have what they're looking for, that's where they stop. And you need to call us because we can get what you want and have it here in a timely fashion. I mean, we've got birthday presents that are sitting here on the ground that we bought about 2 weeks ago waiting to be delivered and stuff like that. I mean, so we can help you. We can hide it from whoever you want to give it to and do whatever we need to do.
I like it. All right. Tell folks how to find you in person and send them over to that very, very user-friendly website.
Yeah, we're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. The website, lcmmotorcars.com, has been revamped, and it's on a desktop and or on the on your telephone. The mobile site is fantastic. Or just give us a call, 251-375-0068.
All right, man. Thank you, and we'll be checking back with you soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. There's our buddy David at LCM Motor Cars. We'll do the Thanksgiving roundup and check-in, too, with our friend Erica Thomas from 1819news.com. How was Thanksgiving?
Hey, Sean. I hope you can hear me.
Got you loud and clear.
Okay, good. So my Thanksgiving holiday was amazing. My parents came down. We ate too much. We shopped till we dropped, and we got some of the best deals at Tanger Outlet. Sometimes I think this isn't a real deal. I look on Amazon. I have stuff in my cart that I've had in there for months, and I go on Black Friday, and they say, this is a Black Friday deal, but it's the exact same price that it was 3 months ago. So I think some of the online stuff is a scam. So shop local, then you'll know for sure that you're getting a good deal.
Wait, what did you get me? Can you tell me?
I can't tell you. You're going to have to wait for Christmas.
Okay. All right. And also, I guess I got to get an update. Is Ranger out for the holidays, back in school? Where's your dog right now? Is he at dog school?
Ranger's at home today. He enjoyed his Thanksgiving. I actually made Ranger and Stella and my mom's dog, Allie, a Thanksgiving plate. They really enjoyed it. Had some sweet potatoes, a little bit of turkey, no fat on there because that's dangerous for dogs. And they got a little taste of green bean casserole. So they enjoyed theirs. Ranger is exhausted from all the excitement over the holidays and also his birthday, his fourth birthday. So we are at home. He is enjoying himself and time outside because the weather's been great, but now we're looking for that rain to come. Thank goodness, because another thing I did during the holiday was get a whole new yard.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, I got a new yard. I actually killed my grass. Just a little note for people who have centipede. Centipede does not like to have things put on it. So,
no, wait a second.
Over the last...
Like, what did you put on it?
All the stuff. Like, anything that I would think would be good, like weed killer, fertilizer, anything that you would put on a normal lawn, I would put on there. But the experts tell me that centipede is actually a weed, so putting that on it kills it. So over the last 2 years, when I put this stuff down, I even put ryegrass down during the winter. I basically killed it. I actually killed it. So about a month ago, I tilled up the yard and I just started over. And now I'm doing zoysia. I think zoysia is prettier and it'll probably last a little longer. There's so many amazing turf farms around here in Baldwin County. So.
Yeah, you're kind of close to, you have an outlet. How about the turf farm outlet?
Yeah. I mean, well, and you drive by where they're growing this stuff, you know, a mile away, and you're like, well, I have no excuse. I have to have a beautiful lawn. But apparently I did too much. So
yeah, don't put a whole bunch of stuff. And listen to our man Bill Finch on Sundays here at FM Talk 106.5. He'll tell you sometimes the best thing is not to do anything. And put, you know, just let grass be grass and grow out there.
Well, especially if you have centipede. I mean, I loved my grass to death.
Yeah, don't put it, let it just do grass stuff. You know, let it do that for sure. How about this segue? Talk about infrastructure. You're changing the infrastructure at your house and improving that. And the city of Mobile, you have a story up about improving sidewalks and ramps through the city. A conversation I had with former Mayor Stimson, I did say it was interesting that one of the things I did see, I mean, so many things I saw change over 12 years, but one of the ones that maybe a lot of people didn't talk about, we didn't have a ton of sidewalks in Mobile before he was mayor. And then the ones we had issues with them. And sidewalks were a big thing for 12 years with him. It looks like that's continuing.
Yeah, and it seems like so simple, like, oh, a sidewalk. But it's a really big deal when you're driving around a city or you're wanting to move to a city. You are going to notice if sidewalks look good or not. It makes a huge difference on just the appearance of your area. So I think it's amazing anytime. You know, there's a sidewalk project. We have that also going on in Foley to make it more walkable. The last thing you want is just overgrown sidewalks or none at all. It really helps people get around, get outside, you know, everything from it being a leisure thing, something you can do in your spare time, making people healthier, but also just the overall beauty of a city, it makes a huge difference.
It also keeps dang kids off the, well, it's supposed to keep the kids off the dang road, so, which is, you know, a big deal too. Like, don't be walking and riding your bicycle in the road. There's a sidewalk. So it also helps there.
You have to say, though, a lot of places you're not even supposed to ride your bicycle on a sidewalk. We'll see something tonight in Gulf Shores. They're considering a new, I don't want to say it's an amendment, it's not an amendment, but a new resolution that's going to add regulations to bicycles, e-bikes, that sort of thing. So, you know, be sure, no matter where you live, to look at the rules of the sidewalks, not the rules of the road, the rules of the sidewalks before you get out there. We heard last week in Gulf Shores from a guy that said he almost hit a kid that was on an electric motorcycle. I want to say like a dirt bike kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he came.
He was probably on an electric golf cart and almost did it. I mean, the golf carts are okay, but the bicycles can't be, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we're just seeing more and more regulations on stuff like this. But I mean, I think it's a public safety issue. It definitely should be addressed. So we'll see what happens tonight in Gulf Shores.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be watching for updates on that. And then also I want to, as we wrap up here too, another update here. This story, you could probably tell us how long this story's been going on. It's been a while, but your headline here, Fairhope Public Library discussing possible cuts despite donations following the APLS funding pause. So what gives here?
Yeah, so if you'll remember, after the Alabama Public Library Service paused funding to the Fairhope Library, there was a lot of people that came out online from all over the nation. They donated, and it was an online thing. They donated to give because they didn't want the Fairhope Library to go without funding, even though the state had paused that funding due to allegations of inappropriate materials in the children's section. So they raised... there is a lot of money on there, more than was paused, more than they needed. I think it was about $46,000.
Okay.
And so they had that money donated. Well, then we go back to the APLS meeting, and one of the board members stated that, you know, the library might have to look at making some cuts. So I emailed the library director there, and he said, yes, this is true. We might have to look at some things to cut because of this pause in funding. And so I said, well, what about the money that was donated? Because that would make up for what was not given this year and plus more. He said they haven't actually accepted those funds yet. They might have to. But in the meantime, they are going to look at some cuts, and their board of directors meeting is actually this afternoon.
Why wouldn't they accept the money? Why would they make the cuts and not accept the money that was raised?
Well, that would be a good question to ask them tonight during their meeting. There was a lot of fanfare around this. This Chicago-based crowdfunding source is actually quite progressive. It's called Every Library, and I did kind of a detailed story on that earlier this year after those funds were donated. So it might have something to do with that. I'm really not sure, but I'll definitely ask them tonight.
Okay, good stuff. People want to read more of these stories and what's coming up this afternoon and tonight. How do they find you online?
Well, definitely go to 1819news.com. You'll see the stories from not only me, but all of our amazing reporters from all around the state. You're going to see what you need to see, but also things that you just want to see that you're not going to see anywhere else. And you can subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get our top stories every day. We don't bombard you with a bunch of emails. Or you can become a member and get exclusive content like our incredible podcast. There was a recent one with Tucker Carlson that's just a must-see. So check us out, 1819news.com.
Good stuff, Erica. Tell Ranger I said hi, and we'll talk to you next week.
Will do. God bless.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right at 12:50, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. And thank you. I've got a couple emails here, and you keep them coming for locals only Christmas. And it starts, so probably about a week from today, I'll put the first list up, but then we'll add to it and it'll be on the website. You'll be able to get it through FMTalk1065.com and our social media platforms. But this is the play-in portion of it. In other words, I'm looking for those folks that, you know, have been on the list before or haven't been on the list, local artisans, makers, doers, things that you could think about it this way. Okay, you want to buy a Christmas gift, show up for somebody, and have it be something that was locally sourced. And I've expanded the parameters. When it first started, I was like, Mobile and Baldwin County. And y'all have made good excuses over the years for me to expand in Northwest Florida, Southeast Mississippi, and through the state of Alabama. So that's about the footprint of it. But if you got that person, you might be that person. You know of this product. Send an email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. And give me like the contact info, the name of it, what they do, and we'll get them on the list. And with that, let me ask you this, just a favor here. I'll just abuse this radio show I have for my own personal gain. All right. So I need in the audience here, 110 volt stick welder. He's not listening right now. Looking for a gift for somebody. Just kind of not the. Got to keep it in budget, okay? But 110 volt, not 220. So 110 volt stick welder out there. What would you buy? Like, nobody's making a living with it. It's going to be for projects and all that stuff. So, easy to use welder. Thinking about kind of budget here, but y'all that weld out there, I know you use fancier equipment, but you'd say, hey, here'd be a good one. So send a text in or you can send me an email with that. So I'd ask, I've kind of... crowdsourcing for not TIG, but stick welder. All right. Thank you. You text me or send me an email for that. Thank you for your help ahead of time. All right. To grab a couple texts here too. And by the way, there, pressure's going on. It started with the murder of one of our troop and critical condition for another that were shot in Washington. Now, the pressers talked about what we talked about at the beginning, the buildup, military buildup near Venezuela that's been going on for about a month and a half. Are we going to put boots on the ground there? And the secondary conversation about shooting these boats out of the water. So we'll probably have more to talk about on that for a second. All right, David says, are all the people saying that the intelligence community is perfect on these drug boats and therefore we are right to take them out before they get to America are the same people that screamed about the intelligence community that was wrong about Russia? Do they not realize the hypocrisy and the double standard? A lot of people don't, right? So, and a lot of people don't care about double standard and all that. But it is a worry. And once again, this is nothing about being on the side of the drug dealers. I'm not. It's more about us and our rules here. Like, I want them arrested. I want them thrown in prison. If they're murderers, I want them, to be executed. That stuff I don't care about. It's just everybody's like, well, we know exactly who's on the boat and who's running the boat. Do we always? And the negatives of that if we're wrong, right? And let's also talk about, like I did at the beginning of the show, is it a short-term deterrence? And there's like some people on the left out there like, it's not even a short-term deterrence. Oh, shut up. It is a short-term deterrence. Boats won't leave port. There's less drug smugglers. But you're not getting the El Chapos. You're not getting the kingpins. You're getting the worker bees. It's not like you're cutting the head off the snake. It's you're getting the tail of the snake. They're just going to figure out, while Americans want them some drugs, they're going to keep figuring out ways. And if we don't do what BDARC said, which was bringing jobs home to America, let's make the drugs here in America and sell it to Americans. That's what I'm talking about, BDARC. That's the power of pride right there. But you're not going to stop this. You're going to find another way to do it. And in doing this, if hit a boat that happens not to be carrying drugs, I'm not concerned with the drug dealers' lives. I'm concerned with our nation. And is it long, short-term deterrence? You dang right it is. Long-term, I don't think. It's not going to change. All of a sudden, you're not going to have just no people figure out how to get drugs in here. I mean, it's just, look at history. So I think there's something to it. Now, do I support the people I disagree with that sent out the video telling members of the military to disobey orders and then even being asked they can't say what orders that Trump ever gave that were legal? I think they were a bunch of idiots that did that. But I do think the overall question of whether we should do this, and also if we do this, is a set of precedent that it starts happening everywhere. And what if, for North Korea, what drugs would be for North Korea would be freedom or ideas of liberty. Be like, well, we had to blow this American boat up because we were scared they were smuggling some liberty in here. It's things like this. And so, and David says, is my libertarianism showing today? Yeah, it is. But that's what I'm talking about. It's the same reason I fight against the left when they do things like this. We as America, it's not about worrying about the drug dealers. I don't care. I'm not pro-drug dealer. But at the same time, I am pro-American. We do things a certain way that makes us better. John says, going to sell gumbo at my Mason's Lodge. Okay, well, John, you have to send me information in about that. I don't know how we deliver that you could do it for a Christmas party. You could show up with it. I don't know about putting gumbo under the Christmas tree. This from Angry Patriot, who is an Afghan vet. Thank you, Angry Patriot. Said, Sean, you're right. You cannot classify all the refugees under the same stereotype. However, one thing that every American should keep in mind is with the Taliban and other extremist groups, they are very good at forcing people to be martyrs. They will take a family hostage or threaten them to radicalize them. The problem with the pull out of Afghanistan under the Biden regime is that people were just packed on planes and brought over, so they bypassed some of the customs and vetting processes. Then we left the Taliban tons of equipment and goods. Also, depending on the Muslim belief, there being a dark and light interpretation. Many Muslims believe Allah calls them to reign over the racist, the infidels, and especially put women at the bottom of the totem pole. Christianity is a direct threat to the Muslim faith, and though we have First Amendment, it is also a very good reason we have trouble deciding who is good and who is bad in the tragedy and terrorism that incurs. Yeah, which, by the way, don't talk about the material that we left that could be used against us or like it is sold to China a long time. But people not vetted. I appreciate your view on this because you have a firsthand view on it, Angry Patriot. I just, when Bradley J said that earlier, like all people coming from Afghanistan, you should have said no. And then I'm pretty sure Angry Patriot, knowing that you served there, you know the kind of guys I'm talking about, that my friends wanted to get out of there. And that they were really good people that helped keep Americans alive while they were in there. So, coming back, more text. Plus, we'll be joined by John Sharp from Mail.com, just minutes away.